Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room and check in. Up first, he's our video producer. He just finished his first season coaching his son's basketball, and he had to teach the kids, well, you can't win them all, or many.
That's good.
Yeah. Here he is. Eddie, everybody. Go, go, go.
I have your Oscar winner for Best Picture. I already know it.
Have you seen them all?
No. I've only watched one. And it's called All Quiet on the Western Front, and it is a war film, and it's based on World War I. Guys, this is fantastic.
Who's in it?
I don't know. It's in German. So it's really the German side of things, which is like we're used to watching the American side of the war. But it's really, really good. It gives you a whole different perspective just on war. Just kind of see all sides of it. The commanders, sure. The fighters, the people on the front line.
Do we root for the Germans in this?
No, I think they're...
I'm USA, buddy. All the way.
No, you're not rooting.
Red, white, and blue.
Yeah, I'm red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
USA!
Yeah.
USA!
Well, hacksaw Jim Duggan for your buttocks if you don't be careful.
Hey, I'm not rooting for the Germans.
You want them to win the war?
No. Guys, it's a good movie. I promise. It's on Netflix. If you watch it, you'll love it.
Hey, Mike. Movie Mike, who does Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Have you seen All Quiet on the Western Front?
Yeah, I thought it was a little boring.
Oh, my
God. It's good, not great. I don't think it'll win Best Picture.
Did you feel like a traitor when it was over? Because Eddie's feeling like one right now.
Yeah, I'm USA all the
way. Yeah, USA all the way, Eddie.
Guys, come on. Look, it's not better than Saving Private Ryan, but it's pretty darn good.
Yeah, USA all the way. That's what I say.
Okay, guys.
All right. He knows nothing about music and can't clap on beat, so if he does sing on key once in a while, it really is a treat. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody. Hey.
I'm so annoyed at my wife. Because we have decided to jump Succession and announce that they're leaving after season 4. So I was like, oh, we need to catch up. We need to watch season 3 and we need to get going. And so we start watching season 3, first episode. She goes, I don't think I watched season 2. We need to go back and watch season 2. You must have watched it without me.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, no. We watched it together. It was like 6 months ago. We watched it.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because how does she not remember it?
I have no idea how she doesn't remember it.
So you have to watch all season 2 again?
So we started season 2, episode 1, and I'm like, we've already watched this. And she goes, I don't think I've seen this. I'm like, you watched it. Like, I don't have enough time to watch it without you.
Since when do you not have time?
Because she's home.
You have time for everything.
No, but she's home. So there's not, like, time for me to watch these shows without her. Like, she's there.
So since she stays at home with the kids, you think she's just lollygagging around?
Yeah, so she, like, I don't watch a show without her because... There's no time that we're not watching TV together. If we're watching TV.
But you take like 4-hour naps.
That's what I'm saying. But she could have watched it without me.
Okay.
But she doesn't take 4-hour naps. So there is no chance that I watch the show without her.
Yeah. If I'm a juror, I'm hung on this case
because
he just
hung.
Confused me on
me
everything
too.
He's saying.
No.
I'm sorry you're having to deal with that.
So I am back in season 2 of Succession, even though we've already watched it once. Here we go for a second time.
That would be frustrating.
So annoying.
And you're sure she's seen it?
Guarantee it.
Or your money back?
Yep. That's my 100% money back guarantee.
She's always trying to help others just to be nice. Recently, she gave Eddie a lunchbox and financial advice. Here she is. Amy.
Yeah.
my daughter joined the softball team, and she's never played before. So I feel like we have a lot of work to do. So we throw the ball a lot, and I think I've just been overthrowing or going a little too hard because I played softball back in the day, and I'm very sore. So I just need to like tone it down. But it feels good.
Does she look at you and go, "Dang, mom was really good"?
I don't know that she's gotten to see all my skills yet. If she could see me switch hit, then she would know what's up. I tell her about it all the time, but mostly we just get to work in the front yard with throwing. But I have a good arm, and I can throw. I'm like, back up, keep going, back up.
But why are you making her back up? You're not trying to show. You're just there for her.
Yeah, you're going Uncle Rico. You always call me Uncle Rico, and you're trying to go Uncle Rico.
Yeah,
back up, let me show you what I used to could do.
Maybe I am, but that's what I'm saying. I'm like, it's not worth it because now I'm really sore.
Are you sure you were a good softball player?
Yeah, my softball coach called in. Do you remember this?
Yeah, she said that. She played you every once in a while.
That could have been anybody.
No, Frankie Schroeder, shout out. I had y'all connect with her. She spoke the truth. I played All-Stars every summer.
Does Shira like to play? Is she naturally good?
She's never played before.
So she doesn't know the rules of softball, baseball?
We are getting there. I mean, I just like that she's doing something. She's always down to try new things, and that's what I love about her. I don't know if the team is very good, being that, like, anybody made the team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably not.
Because I feel like some softball teams are so hardcore that that's just first-year person's not going to make the high school softball team.
I like it, though.
But, yes, I fully support it. And if she needs my help, I'll be there for her.
Okay, thank you, Amy. All right, one more. Go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, podcasts really help him fall asleep at night because he usually has to try with all his might. Bobby Bones.
Thank you, everybody. Hey, so guess what? I got great news for you. Now, I'm not the one that made this happen, but we're looking at less than 2 weeks away from spring forward.
Oh.
Yeah, but that was going to happen.
I know, but I didn't know. I wasn't reminded. I was like, surely this has got to happen at some point. Spring forward, less than 2 weeks away.
So what's the date?
March 12th.
Man, we're going to be tired the first couple of days.
I don't care. It's not getting dark at four.
Yeah, we lose that
Why
hour.
Are you guys being haters right now?
No, I'm excited. No, I love it.
I cannot wait. I get to play. The street lights don't come on until later. I get to play in the cul-de-sac
the
longer.
The only problem with that is it's going to be harder to get the kids to go to bed because it's going to still be light outside.
Not my fault. Not my problem. That means I can exercise later outside. I can push it off later. Or I can do it earlier. And then if I want to go and... Anyway.
You're going to do what afterwards?
You guys pee to my Cheerios. If I want to go practice hitting some golf shots.
Oh.
You know, I can do that.
That's true.
More or if daylight. I want to go to the softball field for some reason.
Amy
brought it up. I want to work with, you know. Okay, well, you guys peed my Cheerios, so we'll start the show. I thought that'd be great news for everybody. Be like, oh, wow, I didn't realize it was coming up so quick. But that is not the case around here. All right, welcome. Let's get going. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
The title is Concert Etiquette. That's in the subject of this. Hello, Bobby. My husband and I attended your $1 million concert at the Ryman Auditorium last week. We loved all the performances, but seated behind us were two young couples who were feeling good, but not there to listen to the music. They shouted their life stories during the whole show. Only time we didn't have to hear them yelling in our ears was when they got up to take care of business. Yeah, they told everybody when they had to pee and to buy more beer. And of course, they spilled their beer. We tried to ignore them, but it really affected our ability to hear and enjoy the concert. What would you have done? Politely say something? I wanted to ask them to go back to the lobby to talk, but... .. Signed, polite concert goer. Well, it's a music concert. And at a music concert, you can talk, and people can be... As long as they're not cursing and there are kids around, there really aren't any rules on what you can talk about. And it stinks sometimes if you get next to somebody who doesn't understand by reading the room right around them, but that's showbiz, baby. I hate to say that, but that's a concert. You talk, may have been couples on first dates. Obviously, they had too much to drink. But it's like people who are like, dude, they won't stop standing up. It's a concert.
They can do whatever they want.
It's a football game, you know? You have to know that when you go to this, there's a lot of things that can happen. You could have people in front of you that are quiet or loud, could stand. As long as someone's not on someone's shoulders blocking you at an indoor place, or they're not yelling curse words and there are kids around, it's a concert. If it were like a comedy show, that's different because that is dependent on silence and spoken word and rhythm, and that's ruining everybody's good time. But that just stinks. It's just a bad situation. I wouldn't have said anything. Drunk people will fight too.
Could you tell like one of the ushers, you know, like the old people that sit with the flashlights?
You could, but what are they going to say? Guys, stop talking in the concert.
Yeah, quit.
If they were doing something, yes, but they're not doing anything wrong, just annoying. It's just them not having emotional intelligence when it comes to a concert or just caring. So I'm really sorry to say that, polite concert goer. And if it were a GA, like general admission event,
you can move,
but you couldn't there yet. We were on pews. Yeah. It was a Ryman. Mm. Sorry that happened. Eddie, now come to your house and do the whole thing over just for you.
Yeah. And all the artists.
And all the
too.
Guests too, yeah. Yeah, it's concert though. Rules are, that's showbiz, baby. Sorry to say it. I hate to be the person that enforces that, but that's it. Sorry. That's the end. Goodbye.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Amy sent me a note that said, my car had a little fender bender today.
Oh, boy.
Not here that she had a fender bender.
Oh, boy.
But her car had a little fender bender today. Is there a reason that you phrase it like that?
Yeah, it was my car because I wasn't in it. Mm. It got hit and I had nothing to do with it.
Were you in like a parking lot?
Parking lot. And she said that she, you know, overestimated when she was pulling into the spot. But the cool part is I was nowhere near when this happened. She waited. I guess she had to go in somewhere, but she kind of was checking and looking out the window and waiting for me to come back. And when I went and got in my car, I got in and she came over and she's like, comes up to the window and I'm thinking, what is happening? What? So I roll my window down and she's like, hi, I've been waiting for you to come out. I hit your car. And I said,
what part of your car? How bad was the damage?
Rear driver's side, not bad.
Okay. Like, just scratch it?
Yeah, but it's not going to just come out.
Okay.
So, and it's a little dented.
Bust a light?
Unfortunate for her. Did not bust a light. So I was just really, thought it was really cool that she waited for me. She could have just left. So thank goodness I had someone that wanted to be honest. And then she said, well, I don't have my insurance card right now, and I'd rather probably pay you cash on the side. So she said, here's my number. Just call me, and then we'll text about everything. Or text me, whatever. And so I get her number, but I don't see if it's real.
Did you take a picture of her driver's license or anything?
Nothing. I didn't report it, because if we report it, then she
can't. Scam alert! Scam alert!
She can't pay
Scam
cash.
Alert! Go ahead.
So, but I realized just how trusting I am of people, because I straight up just drive away.
Have you called her?
Okay, yes. It's all legit. It is. It's going to be fine. I'm getting a quote now. And
but
then
why do you keep saying it weirdly? Like, no, it is. It is.
Well, because I mean, I haven't seen any money yet, and how can I guarantee that I'm for sure going to get this, right? I just drive off like, la, 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 that's so nice of her to come out and tell me. But why would she come out and tell me if she didn't
plan on paying? Cameras in every parking lot.
True.
And now the camera has her talking to you,
mm-hmm.
and she can...
I didn't think about that,
right.
Bones.
So, listen, I don't know how this is going to pan out yet, but
I do
have high hopes that everything is going to work out. And
You spoken to her on the phone?
No.
Oh, my.
How do you know what's her number?
Texting. It's her. I promise you.
Okay, but then what did she say?
I heard her voice.
But you said, hey, this is Amy. You hit me.
Yeah, this is from earlier today. Da 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 da. This is happening. I'm getting quotes. Okay, great. Just let me know. So it's really her.
Oh, she said, just let me know. Okay, cool. It's all good.
And then I don't know. Maybe she'll just Venmo me. Or maybe she will end up going through her insurance. I don't know the price yet. And so it's just, this is my PSA, okay?
Scam, yes or no?
No.
Is she being scammed? Lunchbox.
I'm not.
When she says, just let me know, no. But you got to wait until you get the money. I mean, she can respond to you all you want, but once you send her a price, she can ghost
you. Try to cash in those responses. And see
take those to the bank and be like, hey, can I cash in
this? I got four responses
text?
From her. I need to get my car fixed. Can you give me some money for these?
Right.
Yeah.
That's my PSA, is we can't just trust that someone's telling us the truth. Like, I didn't even double check that was her number. That was mistake number one. Even though it is, it's just like, what if? Mm-hmm. And I learned later when I got home, like, oh, I probably should have gotten more information.
Will Amy get the money? Yes or no? Lunchbox.
No.
Eddie.
I say yes.
I say she gets some, but not all.
Why?
Really?
Why was this woman, why does she have to pay all the money?
Oh, Amy, she doesn't Amy have her insurance back, card with her.
Amy will come back. It's $2,200. And she's like, oh, well, I'll give you $500 and I'll get my insurance. It'll just never happen. My prediction is it never happens fully. You don't know anything else about her though? Full name, first name, last name, address?
I know her first name.
Yeah, because now it's her word against yours. Like she can say you were parked over the line.
You take a picture right when it happened?
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh my gosh.
No, here's
oh
the my thing.
God.
Yeah.
She's going to just deny
that. She's going to be like, that dent was not there.
Listen.
It wasn't that bad when I hit her.
Guys, This is why we're talking about this, is because in the moment, I was just so overjoyed that she came to tell me. And I'm like, oh, and I didn't want her to feel bad.
You murdered 8 people. You know what? No jail for you. You're on.
And I know what it feels like to just, so I didn't want her to think I was mad at her. And I was like, hey, no worries. Like, it's fine.
Learning lesson from this is what?
Okay. Learning lesson is take a video of their car, because she showed me her car, take your car, how it happened, the parking lot, the scene of the crime.
And did you do any of that?
No, okay. I didn't document anything.
Next.
Right, but this is, we're learning. Mm-hmm. Next is, okay, get multiple forms of contact, first name, last name, Instagram, email, like however you can to learn about this person.
Did you do any of that?
No, I got her first name and her phone number.
Go ahead, last name?
And
last one?
Well, yeah, I guess if they don't, the thing is, I would like her insurance on the spot, but I get the reason why she didn't want to do any of that is because she wants to pay cash.
Why don't you call the 411? Call the cops.
Because then she wouldn't be able to pay cash. It would be reported.
That's on her. That's a her problem. If she didn't have the cash there to pay you, that's a her problem. She hit you.
No, she just doesn't want her insurance to go up. I can respect that.
Me too. But if you want someone to trust you, you're just praying to God. I mean,
No, listen, one time that one guy hit me that didn't have insurance, and it was a bad, like, he hit me onto the side, and he straight up did not have insurance, and I did not want to call the cops. I started crying because I had to. It was awful. I wanted to remove myself from that situation, because then the police came, and he got a ticket for not having insurance or a license, I think. Like, I felt awful.
So because of that, you're going to let her go.
I mean, he hit me, but still, I feel like he got in all kinds of trouble after that.
Keep us updated.
Okay. I will. Listen.
Let us know how much the damage is, and then I bet you she pays you for 30% of it.
No.
Why would she pay you more?
Okay. She is going to pay me all of it.
I agree with Amy.
Yes.
I believe most people are good.
Yes.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Call the cops? This girl, Samantha. Samantha who? Samantha.
Phone number 21.
Hey, if I'm out that money, then that's the learning lesson on me. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
But it's like eighth time.
Yeah, that's a lot of times.
Lots of shame.
Well, I just want to believe the best in people.
All right, good luck.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I want to go over to Steve, who is in Daytona Beach, Florida. Steve, you have to tell me something good. Why don't you give it to me?
We got in October, we got slammed with two hurricanes back-to-back, 43 days between the hurricanes. So obviously it wrecked a lot of homes, and my home included. But I have a pretty big platform. I don't know if I could say the page that I have.
Yeah, go for it.
It's on Facebook. It's called What's Happening Live. I have 33,000 people that follow me on it. And so I do a lot of charity stuff off over there. And so I just said, hey, let's start cleaning up some of these beaches that we all live on and that are damaged from the hurricanes. And I've had over 100 people out there pretty much every day. And we always listen to your radio station. We're always like cranking it. We're always singing along while we're cleaning up behind our condos and our homes and trying to get our lives back together.
100 people showed up to just clean, like no pay, just show up because that's awesome.
I do a lot of charity stuff off my page, and I mean, we've fed people, like hundreds and hundreds of people, like Christmas, and I mean, we've bought wheelchairs, bought people's, you know, homes. We just it was like a 96-year-old veteran. We just rebuilt his home completely for free.
Wow.
So yeah, we do a lot of cool stuff.
Man, keep doing it. It takes people like you all over the country to make this a really special place. So I appreciate you. That's what this whole thing's about. It's Tell Me Something Good. Yeah, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
You know, today's the first of the month. It's March 1st, which is crazy. I feel like we just had New Year's.
Yeah, we're flying.
And this is me every year on March 1st going, can you believe it? So it's already the first of the month, and I guess February flew by because it was shorter. But man, what's great about March 1st is it's about to be warm again. At least warm-ish. I hate winter. I hate cold. I hate snow. I hate ice. I hate it all. The fact that it's March 1st, it's like yellow, chirp, 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 chirp. Trees turning green. We're going to play the first game. Famous firsts. If you miss it, you're out.
Oh,
okay.
Jeez.
Hey, put Billy on real quick, Ray. We'll give him a chance. Hey, Billy, we're going to play a game with the show here, and if one of the three members win, you'll win. Who would you like to represent you in the famous firsts game? Would you like Amy, Lunchbox, or Eddie?
Eddie.
I mean, come on. Yeah, like, they want to win, they pick me.
Okay. Here we go, everybody. Write your answer down. The category is inventions. Who invented the first telephone?
In.
In.
In for the win.
Everybody, one, two, three.
Graham Bell.
Graham, Graham Bell. Bell.
Good.
That was very chaotic.
Who invented the first light bulb?
In.
In for the win.
In.
Last name only. One, two, three.
Edison.
Good job. Who? What company invented the iPhone?
In.
In. For the win.
Okay, cool. One, two, three.
Apple.
Good. Moving on. Famous firsts. History. Who was the first person on the moon?
In.
In.
I'm in.
One name only?
Last name. One, two, three.
Armstrong.
Good. Who was the first president to live in the White House?
In.
In.
Remember the win.
Last name. One, two, three.
Adams.
Good. Because it was being built while Washington was president. We're going to lose somebody on this one.
I know it.
Oh, great.
Categories history. Who was the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean?
In.
In.
I got a name. I don't know if I said it right, but got her first name for sure.
Lunchbox.
Amelia Earhart.
Eddie?
Amelia Earhart.
Amy?
Earhart.
You all got
yes.
it?
Yes.
Come on.
Good job. All right, let's get a little harder here.
No.
Category states.
Oh, no. I'm in trouble.
Yeah, this is tough.
This is going to be safe. First state.
What state was the first airplane flown in by the Wright brothers?
In.
In.
Lunchbox is trying to cheat off people's paper.
No, it's covered here.
He's looking, though.
No, I wasn't.
His eyes were all over the room.
Trust Come on, me. Dude.
First state that came to my head.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
North Carolina.
Amy?
North Carolina.
Eddie?
North Carolina.
Yes!
Yeah. Okay. What state is the home of the first Starbucks?
In.
In.
In for the win.
All together, one, two, three.
Washington.
Good job. What state's home to the first Walmart?
In.
In for the win.
In.
One, two, three.
Arkansas.
Good. Okay, let's get a little harder.
I used to work there.
Look at you guys.
In Arkansas?
Nah,
U.S. documents history.
Oh, boy.
Who was the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence?
Oh, gosh, we can lose this one. We can lose someone here for sure.
First one?
Biggest.
Who was the first person?
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
Lunch always sounds like he's going to the bathroom and he doesn't know it.
I know.
First one? Mm-hmm. Oh, I know why. Okay, you know what? I got it. I put it down.
Lunchbox.
Give me your John Hancock.
Eddie?
John Hancock.
Amy?
I thought that was the biggest. I think Thomas Jefferson signed it first.
Amy, you've been eliminated.
Dang
oh,
it.
Goodness. I can't.
It's,
dang
it's
it.
John Hancock.
Yeah.
First
Let's
and biggest.
Go.
Yeah, Amy, I was going Jefferson, then it.
Who was that dude?
That popped into my. He's Dang. Just some guy.
Hey, you, John, we need you to sign this.
Like, that's the only thing he's known for, really.
Yeah.
Next question.
Come on.
Grab bag. Who is the first lady of the United States? I need her first and last name. The first lady.
In for the win.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox.
Martha Washington.
Eddie?
Martha Washington.
Dang, you guys nailed it. I can't believe it. Okay. Meet Me at the Zoo was the first video uploaded to what website in 2005?
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Lunch?
YouTube.
Eddie?
YouTube.
Yeah. What are the call letters of the first ever radio station I worked at?
Oh no.
Hey, what's his name?
Shh, stop talking. Stop
what's
talking.
Is that guy's name?
Billy?
Billy, you should have picked me, you fool.
Nice.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, Billy.
Good morning.
You're about to
Billy.
Feel regret.
Yeah. R-E-G.
A week of bad decisions
week of bad
by you.
Bad decisions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm thinking, guys.
Wow.
Well, we ain't got all day, bud.
We ain't got all day, bud.
Chop chop, Eddie. This
Let's go,
easy.
Eddie. Chop, Just chop, throw some Eddie. Letters down, man.
What was the first radio station I worked at? Eddie.
This is weird. Why would it spell lazy?
Go ahead.
K-L-Z-Y.
Lunchbox?
Eddie, you ain't wrong. It's K-L-A-Z.
That's correct. Lunchbox wins.
Hey,
Eddie
Bye, Billy.
Bye, Billy.
Lunchbox.
K Lazy. And I was like, that doesn't sound right.
Lunchbox, you have your option of what to do with Billy. We can either A, give him a prize anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
B, you can talk crap and we can hang up. Or C, we can just hang up on him without ever addressing him again.
So, hey, Billy. Have a good life, man.
Oh, hang up.
Hang up on that sucker.
Oh, wow.
laughing away.
There you have it. All right, Billy.
Up, man.
Have a good day.
All right, remember when that lady picture of $1,000, you can get one right, and then this guy picture, you lose again? Oh, my goodness, you are awesome at winning people's stuff.
So watching this guy on TikTok talk about how you can find out if your partner's cheating or not. Have you heard about the water bottle situation?
No.
Okay, so his name's Daniel. This is explaining how to do the water bottle test.
If they have nothing to hide.
That's not mine. I don't know whose that is.
They'll admit they don't know whose it is because you've made them feel like you trust them. But if they are cheating.
Thank you so much.
They'll go along with you and pretend it's theirs.
So what happens is you go and you buy a random water bottle. And it can be used already. It doesn't matter. And you buy it and you put it in the car. And you walk in and you go, you left your water bottle in the car. And you give it to them. And then it's how they react. And if they're like, oh, that's not mine. Well, then you know they're honest
the
and they're
truth.
Not cheating.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's like, oh, thank you. That means, did this get left in the car? I'll just take it and move along.
Oh, I'm trying this.
Well, tricky.
Why would you try?
Yeah, why?
You think your wife's going to...
You never know,
She was
right?
drinking wine with some dude on the porch when
yeah,
you got home.
She was.
And now that this is out, will it work? Because people now know...
Well, not everybody's listening right now.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great little test, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to the store, buy a water bottle, and put it in the car.
Well, it says first, buy a used water bottle from somewhere like Goodwill or any thrift store that theoretically could belong to anyone. Next, put the bottle somewhere in your partner's car and then pretend to stumble across it. I mean, all this is shady, by the way.
So shady.
Casually tell your significant other, here's your water bottle. Use exact phrasing. It only works if they think it's theirs. And then if they're trying to hide something, you'll find out real quick.
Oh, man, I like this.
Why? What's the point of you liking it?
Because then you find out what the truth is.
You think your wife could be cheating on you.
You never know. You think you know who you're sleeping next to, but you have no idea. I've always told you this. Nobody thinks their spouse is going to cheat on them. But guess what? It happens a lot. So
I think a lot of people think their spouses could cheat on them.
No, when you marry that person,
but,
you're like,
but you're not married right now. You've been married for how long?
I think 7 years.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And the itch.
The seven-year itch. That's what they say.
So, man, I'm going to get a water
bottle. So record it when you do it.
I will. 100%.
Ooh, see what she says.
Remember that show Cheaters back in the day?
That's the best, dude.
The host got stabbed one time.
That show was legit.
Cheater.
I always felt like I was watching something I shouldn't be watching, though. Like they would catch people cheating. What were you going to say, Amy?
Oh, just that I felt like when Lunchbox would say you never know who you're sleeping next to, I thought that was, you know, if they're going to kill you.
Same thing.
You never know.
You never know who you're sleeping next to. That's true. A voicemail from last night.
I'm going to remain anonymous due to the nature of the topic. But I just had to call in and self-admit. A member of your show also does, and that is Eats While I Sit on the Toilet. Oh. I just wanted to extend a shout-out to Lunchbox to let him know that he is not alone, and he has one of him out here in Iowa. Take care. Love the show.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I know I'm not alone. I know this is a thing that happens, and people just are embarrassed to admit it.
I don't eat on the toilet. I'm not embarrassed to admit it. I don't eat on the toilet.
Okay, you never standing at the toilet? Never at the urinal? Come on, man.
I'm at the urinal, but what do you mean? And no, I don't eat. I try as hard as I can not to eat in the bathroom. I can't remember the last time I ate in the bathroom, so I'm not going to raise my right hand and say I've never done it, but I cannot remember a time I'm eating in the bathroom. I don't even like taking a sealed water bottle in there because you flush the toilet and it goes all over the water bottle.
Pretty gross, yeah.
This is Stacy from Florida.
Morning, studio. I was calling to let Bobby know that we would love to get an update on Arkansas Keith. He was like one of my favorites. Love to know how he's doing. Thanks for all y'all do.
Arkansas Keith was my stepdad for years. We're still very close. He's coming to stay with me in a few weeks.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
For a few days. He just randomly be like, I'm going to be driving through. And I'm like, where are you driving through to? Well, nowhere. I'll just come up there. Well, that's not driving through. That's driving to. So he's going to come up. And so, yeah, we're good. I think he's probably going to retire for real. You know, he worked at the park mowing,
summers,
weed eating, and then he would do that when it was warm, like spring into summer and a little bit of fall. Then he would just hunt all winter. And so I think he's just done now. He's like, I'm just going to hunt all year.
Love it.
He'd fish a little bit too, but he's just going to hunt and fish all year.
Maybe he could give Eddie and Lunchbox his retirement tips. Clearly he's had to set up for this.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'll ask him his tips for you guys on retirement.
Thank you.
And finally, Wes from North Carolina.
Morning, studio. I'm just calling and wanted to let you know that you are the best morning show I've ever listened to. I'm a huge fan. I've been listening for about 2 to 3 years, and I just wanted to let you know that you've been a huge part of my mornings. I love listening to you. I'm 14, and because I started listening to you, I want to pursue a career in radio now.
Okay, my eyes got real big there. First of all, thank you for saying that. If you're this nice, we'll play you. We don't get enough nice things said about us, so I'll play this all day long and be like, look, we're loved. Secondly, he's 14. His voice deeper than mine.
Yeah.
I would like to pursue a career in radio.
Yeah, good luck, buddy. That's awesome. I mean, maybe, you know, figure out what your specialty is and do a podcast. You can try to do some radio as well, but yeah, good luck. Do some YouTube, TikTok, all that's the same. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I don't know how I feel about this, but an inventor has made a device that allows long-distance couples to kiss using a realistic pair of lips. Like on the internet.
Huh. That's cool.
It's only $41.
Yeah. But like, do you just kiss it or does the other person feel the kiss?
Yeah.
Like,
and the lips apparently.
But the lips aren't the real lips of the person.
Doesn't matter, though. Cool. I mean, guys, I dated my wife long distance and you do whatever you got to do to feel like that.
So you would make out with a mannequin thing?
If she feels it.
Looks creepy.
Apparently the lips get warm.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's weird.
I'm out.
Whatever makes you feel closer.
I'm like, this
right?
I probably check everybody's computer that has this, though.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like when someone goes to Home Depot and buys a bunch of stuff that equals a bomb or like the chemical, and you're like, we should watch them. They just got some fertilizer, and they got... I'd probably do that with them too, if you buy this.
Hey, you know, you got to love someone being innovative. Which, speaking of innovators, just real quick, this guy invented a QR code for his dad's grave. So anytime people go by, they can scan it and read all about his dad and his life.
That is pretty cool.
Which I was like, yeah, that's part of the future I can get on board with.
Or we put them on our like shirts and stuff. Your QR code with like whatever you need.
Yeah.
Hey, I need a kidney.
Ooh, I need bananas.
Hey, I know. Okay. If that's what you need.
Bananas?
You could use like your clothing as a way to communicate with people without actually having to talk to them.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. They're not doing that, but that would be cool. All right, what else?
A woman is left stunned after she received a water bill for $17,500.
Are you this woman?
And it's Amy.
No, I am not her, but I feel this. Mine hasn't been that high, but I mean, it easily could be me if we don't get something figured out. She said that she went out and checked her meter and that it was just like going crazy, like 100 miles an hour, it felt like. And obviously, something is wrong. There's a leak. People have come out to check it. They dug up her driveway to try to figure it out.
But have they done Kool-Aid
in the toilet? Yeah. I know. I don't know if she's heard about that yet. Maybe I'll hit her
up. But nothing? They haven't figured out.
Well,
you think with that kind of money, it would be a geyser going off somewhere.
They are aware that there is a leak, but they don't think it's a public leak problem. It's a problem on her with her housing underneath. So they offered her a payment plan.
Yeah, that's nice of them. But it's like, it's $17,000. Like, some water is broken somewhere.
Yeah. Yes.
Like you should be, something should be wet, is my point. Somewhere, there should be a wet spot. Don't know if it's on her or in the house, but there's a wet spot somewhere we're not noticing.
And
yeah,
wave,
that is
can
crazy.
Can they wave it somehow?
They have to. Once I got in trouble for calling 900 numbers as a kid, because I was talking to like Wade Boggs and Bo Jackson, and I would just call these 900 numbers. They'd be like, you can talk to your favorite baseball player. 99 cents. Every minute except for the first minute, which was like $4. And so you call. And I thought I was getting one over, and I'd hang out before the first minute was over. I'd be like, I'm never getting charged. I just called, talked to, you know, Chris Sabo, never got charged, hung up before the first minute. And so we got a huge bill for $600 or so.
Oh, my goodness.
And my grandma was like, who are you calling? What's happening here? And they waived the whole thing the first time. They're like, we can't do it again, but we can waive it if it's a kid. If I were her, I'd just say my kid did it.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
Blame it on the kid.
Waive it. You don't have kids. Well, I saw one.
There was a kid.
There was a kid here. Yeah, that sucks. All right, is that it?
So, well, a Dolly Parton biopic has been in talks for a while, and Dolly is coming out saying that Miley Cyrus would be the perfect person to play her younger self.
I was going
to
ask, because that's a precious role.
Yeah.
Especially if Dolly is a part of it. And Miley is her goddaughter, and Miley is so talented. But they need different versions of people, too. Like, they probably need an older Dolly. Like somebody to play. That Jessica Chastain was so good in the Showtime series. It was about
Tammy Wynette.
Yeah, George and Tammy. She was so good. Not that she, but she could have pulled that off if Miley wasn't related.
That's cool.
That's my point. All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Malachi Coleman had a rough childhood. At the age of 6 years old, him and his sister were put in the foster care system. 2 years later, a family adopts him, raises him, and all of a sudden, Malachi becomes a football star, gets a scholarship at the University of Nebraska. He's like, man, I want to give back. So he started an organization, and all his NIL money, he gets all this money for being a college athlete. He's like, I'm not going to spend it on myself. He gives it to kids in the foster care system and pays for their extracurricular activities. Woo. He pays for their extracurricular.
You got it. Yeah, try it again.
Hold on. He pays.
See, all the story now is this.
I know.
No, but he
not Malachi.
Yeah, not Malachi. Poor Malachi. University of Nebraska guy's doing it right.
No, his organization is Fly Like Chai or Kai, but it's C-H-I.
Malachi. Kai.
But the Shy Town.
Extra what?
Extracurricular.
There we go.
Got it.
No. Guys, hold on. Do it again.
Extracurricular.
There it
curricular.
Is.
Curricular.
That's it.
Extracurricular.
Oh boy. I don't know which one's better, the story or him hitting it. They both give me hope. Okay,
Pretty awesome. He's out there dancing, hot. And then they pay him some money.
He just wanted to yell that. That's it.
Yeah.
Malachi, great job, buddy. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.